part four, our interview with Colon Cancer Alliance CEO Andy Spiegel on our Columbus Three Eagles communication stations as he explains why colon cancer is starting to affect the younger generation.
Now, not everybody's going to get caught in screening because not everybody gets screened. And also, this disease is moving to a younger population who are not yet within the screening guidelines. So it's a troublesome time for this disease because there's been a multiple studies over the last couple of years that have shown that this disease is moving to younger people, people under the age of 50, which is currently the recommended guideline age of screening for average risk people. So with it moving to younger people, you really have to listen to your body. You really have to know your family history. If there's any family history of colon polyps, if there's any family history of colon cancer, you've got to screen earlier. If you have ulcerative colitis, if you have Crohn's disease, if you have any family history of the type of cancers that colon cancer brings about, if you're African American, if you're Hispanic, if you're an Ashkenazi Jew, any of those things make you a higher risk person that has to screen earlier. So everybody should be talking to their doctor if they have any symptoms that could be colon cancer about getting screened.
Now, Andy, you mentioned how this is starting to affect a younger generation. Do we know why that is, or is it just what's going on with that?
Well, they don't know exactly why it is. The hypothesis is that everybody is sitting on the couch playing with their PlayStations now instead of going outside and actually playing games. Everybody's eating at McDonald's and eating a lot of red meat and a lot of fried foods and a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers rather than vegetables. So there's been a lot of studies that have linked increased red meat intake, increased fatty foods, decreased activity, even decreased sleep as high risk factors for colon cancer. And so the authors of the study hypothesized that this is just the obesity epidemic, that a third of the population is now considered obese, they're not active, they're eating the wrong foods, and therefore colon cancer is moving into the younger generation. And there's some evidence to support that. When you look at other countries like Japan or a state like Hawaii that had very low incidence of colon cancer, but when those folks migrated to the U.S., their rates of colon cancer became the same as Americans when they began eating a Western diet and living a Western lifestyle. So there's a lot of evidence to support that lifestyle can prevent 40 to 60% of colon cancers if people simply live healthier lives.
That's very interesting there, Andy. We'll have more from Colon Cancer Alliance CEO Andy Spiegel with our final part right here on MyCentralNebraska.com.